From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Miller reporting. Guatemala's Disaster Management Agency says at least 25 people are dead after a volcano erupted Sunday near Guatemala City, spewing molten lava and covering nearby villages in thick smoke and ash. Journalists and authorities said the death toll was expected to rise as more bodies are pulled from the ash. AP correspondent Mark Stevenson reports thousands of Guatemalans have had to flee the volcanic eruption.
The Guatemalan authorities say that they've now evacuated over 3,200 people from the towns and the hamlets that lie around the flanks of the Volcán de Fuego.
The Aurora International Airport reopened on Monday after it was closed due to the threat to planes caused by the ash. Does President Trump have, as he puts it, the absolute right to pardon himself? AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani has that story.
The president says numerous legal scholars say he does. George Washington University's Jonathan Turley notes the Constitution doesn't say either way. It's silent on the issue of self-pardons.
That silence leads some of us to conclude that the president can grant himself a pardon.
Turley says while it may be legal, that doesn't make it right.
I hope that President Trump is simply speaking hypothetically and that he would never entertain such an ignoble and, in my view, self-defeating act.
Sagar Magani at the White House.
Jordan's embattled prime minister submitted his resignation to King Abdullah II on Monday. The resignation comes amid widening protests over a planned tax increase and other austerity measures. For additional stories and in-depth coverage, visit our website. This is VOA News. In a 7-2 vote, the